This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running. 605-477-3249. Joey in Michigan is with us. And you're going to get a chance to hear what it's like when Joey and I chat on the phone for extended periods of time. We have a lot to say to each other, and this is what it's going to be like. But so welcome, Joey. Joey, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Vince?
I can. Glad to have you here. I'd just like to make one quick opening comment. So, class, my dad was an educator all of his life after World War II. He was a teacher. He was a school principal, a public training camp school principal. He was an acting superintendent of schools. He taught the hard sciences. He was a college teacher in chemistry and physics. And he was so frustrated with education, he ripped out his classes. That's C-L-A-S-S. Ripped out his classes. And so why did he do that? He knew intuitively that you shouldn't be grouping people based on how many days they've been alive on the planet. He felt that people should be in a class with people who knew about the same amount, who learned at about the same speed, and he grouped the students that way. So he didn't have the typical grades like first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth in his elementary school. He had groups of students who were learning at the same speed. That way, the slow guys didn't hold up the guys who were excelling. Okay. And he said to me that, and this is a quote from my dad, education is the process of learning more and more about less and less until you learn everything there is to know about nothing. And what he meant was that you're sharpening your focus. You actually have to think about what he said. Education is the process of learning more and more about less and less until you learn everything there is to know about nothing. And so the example is a welder. So we've got a guy who's a welder or wants to be a welder. He read about it once and he thought, you know, I think I could do this. So he reads about welding and he's tries welding, and he talks to other people about welding, and he gets advice and counsel from them, and he gets a little bit of training, and he learns more and more and more and more. And pretty soon, after a bunch of years, he's pretty darn good at it. Okay, that's learning more and more about less and less, because he's learning more about welding, okay, just that one thing, for example. And doctors do that. They specialize, right? Well, that paradigm that my dad talked about is now reversed. And this is from me. This is the first time you'll hear this on the radio, because I just wrote it. We're now learning less and less about more and more until we know absolutely nothing about everything. I'm going to say that again. We're now learning less and less about more and more until we know absolutely nothing about everything. And I think that's unfolding right in front of our eyes. We can't get young people to give us directions. They can't estimate. Without their smartphones telling them what to do, they don't know how to do it. And they're melting down. And we're having mental crises with these young people because they can't handle it. What is it? Everything. Traffic. Their jobs. The pressures of their jobs. Their boss saying, hey, faster, faster, faster. And they melt down. They need safe spaces. They need fuzzy toys to hug. They need timeout rooms. This is unbelievable. We never had that. You just toughed it out. And if you didn't like your boss, you figured out a way of learning some other skill and getting a different job someplace else. That's what I did. Joey, you have any comments on what I just said?
What a bullseye. What a bullseye right on target. You know, every place you're going. I mean, you can't even answer an ad on Craigslist today. 90% of the people can't speak. They have to answer on a text because they don't know how to have a personal interaction between the person they're trying to, the potential buyer, I guess is a simple way to put it. You know, I was in one of the farm stores last week. Interesting lady. I was at the magazine rack. She's looking at canning jars. And I'm like, wow, that's a lost trait. And we talked a bit. Turns out she's an educator, a school teacher, and same kind of story. She says, no, you have, exactly how you described your father is how this woman appeared to me. A concerned, knowledgeable, giving person that wanted to leave behind people smarter than they found them. And she says, no, they have dumbed the system down to dumb the children down because the children are the next future. And she says, that makes it easier to control. If you have no way, you're easily controlled. Nobody today knows how to function. Nobody today can look at something in a scrapyard. They can look at something and say, wow, if I did this or that, I could create this. They can't comprehend that. That's too far out of their element. And you're right, that phone, that smartphone, has taken all their imagination away because it's the fairy tale. You know, and it's just like the television set continually spreads lies, deceit, and it's basically putting the popcorn down for the pigeons to follow. And, you know, it's interesting. You ever hear the story how you catch a wild pig?
Go ahead.
You put a pile of corn in the field. The next week you come and put a fence up. You put more corn in. The next week you put another fence up. You put more corn down. The third week you put another fence down. Finally, the fourth week, the fifth week, you put a fence down and leave the gate open and put corn in. And after a couple more weeks, you just walk up and shut the gate because the pig has been conditioned. The pig has been conditioned to just accept the simplicity and the least aggressive route. So I have to admit, I think, if I'm not mistaken, we are becoming the wild pig. Our ancestors all had survival traits that were way outside of the box, way outside of the box. And over the years, and seems to be in the last 20 for sure, the accelerated stupidity clause was enacted. That must have been a presidential order. It's just too much. I mean, it's too much no matter where you go. Even when you go into a store, I was in a restaurant food store, and I'm asking something. The guy looks at me. I said, oh, hey, I don't want to bother you. So he felt intimidated. So by the time I come out, he come and found me, and he said, look, I looked this up. This is what I think you're looking for. He says, wow, I applaud that. That's phenomenal. And I said, you know, I was in a Menards store the other day trying to get something, and you thought I was trying to reinvent the wheel. I had three people, deer in the headlight episode. They're all looking out into space. And he told me the same story. He had the same thing in a Lowe's store. You get to a point when you go to a store, and the reason you went there was because you need a product. And it used to be the person in that department was their specialty. They knew all about the product. today, they put the person that shouldn't even be pulling the shopping carts out of the parking lot in charge of a department. And he, that's his badge of honor. He feels gifted. He feels blessed. Oh, look, I'm a superhero. I'm in charge of a department. Yeah, ask him a question. Hasn't got a clue how to answer it. Not even a remote clue. Now, all of a sudden, you say, oh, I think I'm good. I think I could do better on my own. Now you've insulted him just because he's simple and he doesn't understand what you're asking for, but that makes you the bad guy. And I've been watching these step-by-step procedures escalate, and I found a common denominator. And we're going to talk about that, I think, a little bit later in the show, but the television set is the magical pentagram here. It's the magic potion. Because if it's on TV, it must be correct. So if you start reprogramming shows over and over and over, and what is changing what you grew up to believe is accurate, and now it's the norm is to be ignorant, well, that's deceit. Is that a correct statement, Vince?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And you know, you're talking about these stores, and I was in Home Depot, and I was in one of the specialty aisles, and there was a guy with an orange smock there. So I asked him, said, "I'm looking for one of these, something like this." And it was a common item, and he had no clue. So I asked him the next question about it, and he had less of a clue. And I said, "Well, I was dressed a little better than he was, and I had a nice long sleeve shirt on, solid color, blue jeans, combat boots, and I stood straight. And I said, "I'm from corporate headquarters. I've got your name, and I'm going to report you." And he just about soiled his slacks right there. When he got the second one wrong, I said, That's two you got wrong. And I was trying to make a point to this guy that, for gosh sakes, try to learn something about this department that you're in. Otherwise, you shouldn't be here. Why should it be that I, as a customer, know more about what they've got in inventory and what it's used for than the guy who is trying to help me, or acting like he's trying to help me, or perpetrating a fraud? He can't help me because he doesn't know. He doesn't know what? Much. He's like that guy who's learning less and less about more and more until he knows nothing about everything. No, he knows nothing about everything.
We'll be right. Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, about a century ago, maybe a little more, my grandparents on both sides came to this country. They had to learn the language, and everything that they brought with them fit in one trunk. And so they were able to figure it out. They didn't have a smartphone. They had to figure it out. Learn it. And become successful. And that's what they did. And unfortunately, our public training camp is failing us as parents, us as grandparents, if you happen to be a grandparent, and certainly the children in our family. And it's time you do something, class. And what does that mean? That means run for the school board and start firing the superintendents and principals. And then do something like say, well, how much time does the student spend in class? Okay. And really? So more than half their time is wasted for lunch and gym and you know, recess and all that? Really? And then settling down in class? By the time they're done, it's only 2 hours of education? Why is that? Well, there are all these reports that they have to fill out. Teachers have to fill out all these reports to the federal government. So then the next thing you say is, all right, tell you what, we're not going to do that. We don't need their money. We don't need the federal money. We're going to slim down, and we're going to take control of education so our students become smarter, not dumber. Back to you, Joey.
Vince, that education, if it don't start at home, it's not going to start. And to run for the school board is a hopeless cause. You know, I was watching that series, finally, you recommended, Dedicated Survivor.
Designated Survivor, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what an awesome series. So as I watched it, I bought the DVD set, and I just did a home run on it over Turkey Week and watched it. But what I find, they put out a very important topic, like what's Trump call it, the swamp, how the swamp is so deep-rooted that you can't turn left without bumping into somebody, turn right.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah.
It's a constant maze of stupidity. But what I've noticed in these shows, they must be doing what's called a predictive programming, because they talk, oh, the whole thing is destroyed, and our goal is to have Social Security checks up in 100 days. Well, how many people do you know can go 100 days without their public assistance check? Whether it's Social Security, whether it's a welfare check, whether it's a retirement check, it's all money sent to you. You know, your grandparents, when they came with the suitcase, there was whatever little bit of money they had, and that was the end of the story. But these shows, I found it so interesting in a time of despair and distrust. They didn't show no looting. The only looting they showed was actually in Michigan when the governor went haywire against the people in Dearborn, because that was just a game. But my point is, this is a predictive programming of the television show. It's teaching you. They actually passed some more gun control policies. Now, would you really believe if our society collapsed, there was a huge problem in the government, and there was no leadership, what, people? One of their first agendas would be to vote to take away the guns. You know, and these people have been systematically on Twitter, on Facebook, I have to assume, because I don't go there. I don't really care for that kind of exposure. But the point of my story is, why would you promote that? Why would you, oh, it's important, trust these people. How do you trust stupidity? You went to the simplest form of a store, a home improvement store. You know, that's why Home Depot has to have a class for millennials to teach them what a hammer's for, how to read a measuring tape. I mean, the basic, I mean, come on, really? You are going to do a home improvement job, and you need to watch a video how to use a hammer? You need to know how to use a video, how to read a measuring tape? And you're going to do what? You're going to build a project in your home? All I could find out is to be is an extreme endangerment to yourself. You know, it's like you and I had mentioned the other day, somewhere in Grand Rapids, they have a crisis center for mental health now. In case you peel out of your skin, you can come to this place at an emergency, and I don't know what they'll do. They give you a shot of something, sedate you, tie you up in a white jacket. And, I mean, I'm not quite sure, but now they're starting to put that on a norm that you should actually be. You need help. The only help you need is to know there's right and wrong. And when you know the difference between right and wrong, it's a lot easier to make decisions. Watch the people in the cars. When the light turns red and they accelerate, they're going to accelerate to slam on the brakes because they can't judge the distance to a red light.
Yeah. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Joey in Michigan. This is what the conversations are like when it's just Joey and me on the phone. We'll be right back.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump, the Canadian Prime Minister, and the Mexican President have all signed documents concerning a new trade deal for North America. They signed them at the G20 summit as it began in Buenos Aires, Argentina this morning.
With our signatures today, we will formally declare the intention of our three countries to replace NAFTA with the USMCA, a truly groundbreaking achievement. modern-day agreement.
The agreement still needs to be ratified by the U.S. Congress, Mexican lawmakers, and Canada's parliament. President Trump reacting to reports that he considered giving Vladimir Putin a penthouse as part of a deal to build a Trump Tower in Moscow during the 2016 campaign, tweeting this morning he only lightly looked at doing that building, put up zero money, zero guarantees, and didn't do the project, end quote. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon, September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, when I have an annual doctor's checkup, or Mrs. Fennelly does, we all go together, and it's always the same questions. The doctor will say, do you ever feel like hurting yourself? No. Do you ever feel like hurting someone else? And I always say the same thing. You mean like when I'm preparing my taxes? And they smile, and I smile, and I say no. And so, but evidently, this is such a big problem with mental health that this becomes a required question from the government corporation to ask us if we feel like hurting ourselves or someone else. But people are really getting dumb. I mean, they're like the gal who was driving, watching Netflix, ricocheting off the lines in the road a few days ago at 70 miles an hour, a 20-year-old, a millennial, a know-nothing millennial, ricocheting off the lines. People nearer were calling 911 saying, this is dangerous. And the police came, but they were too late. She had already crashed at 70 miles an hour into one of those cheese graters. People are really, really doing stupid stuff. It's all around.
See, in the old world, they call that survival of the fittest. Today, it's the government's job to help that person become a productive member. But when you have stupidity teaching stupidity, how productive are you going to get? One thing I noticed in both of those shows, Designated Survivor and The Blacklist, since when has the word patriot become such an evil name? It seems that every patriot is now considered to be some form of, I think the word they refer to him as consistently is a terrorist. Now, how did the country in 200 years, a patriot was someone that helped create and fought diligently and brought values and ideas to help pull the people up from the bottom. Today, they're considered the scourge of the earth, yet the intellectual vomit, the human garbage running the government, the subhuman lack of, what do you want to call it, connect-the-dot learning. They can't even connect dots to see a picture. And that's why this works, because everybody's, what's that word, compartmentalized, where they're all, oh, they can't even see if the guy in that room is going to do this, what the outcome's going to be. You, me, a couple other people, we can watch the dots. We're not very well educated like these superheroes that are running our country. I believe they're actually running it into the ground. But since when has a patriot become such a bad name? The other thing I noticed, we'll take The Blacklist, for instance, Red Reddington. What a neat character. So people that follow that show, and I've never seen it up until a year ago, but I made it a point to watch, he makes his money trading people, lying, deceiving, and then he lost his fortune. So again, they show him get right back up on his feet because he's out stealing and robbing. So this is another predictive programming. If you cheat, lie, and steal, you can get to the front of the line a lot faster, and you can have all the luxuries. You know, and it's interesting if you watch these TV series, and there's a lot of neat points, but they still throw stuff out there. And could you imagine if the economy collapsed, the solar flare Matt Stein and Rick talk about, if any of that took place? There's already a lack of proper judgment. And when you're hungry, and I guess after, what is that, 72 hours, you start to change. By 10 days, you go animalistic. Can you imagine? Nobody would pull together. I mean, right now, most families are fighting amongst themselves. So what would make you think, in a nightmare scenario, a stranger that hasn't eaten in 10 days would want to work with you instead of steal what you have? And it's important in these shows to take the gun away, create a word patriot, and turn it around. You know, and it'd be like saying a pedophile. When I see the word pedophile, I think of Catholic Church. That's what I see. Some people think of the Catholic Church and see an angelic scene. But, you know, and I'm not saying that doesn't occur on a rare occasion, but I'd have to believe there's more degenerates at the church now than ever. You know, there was a radio show I listened to. I know I sent you the link. The guy is helping, what are they, veterans that are living on the streets in Arizona. And he said on the show, and I encourage you to get him on the show, that over 50-some percent of the rapes in the military are men on men since the don't ask, don't tell, I don't even know what to call him, the last predecessor in this chain of command of ignorance on a federal level, passed. Can you imagine being in the military, having a gun, and being raped? How does that work? Which world would somebody even think? I mean, in the old world, the guy would be, I don't know, it'd look like a pheasant season. It'd look like butchering a pig.
They used to have what was called soap parties. And that's when you'd have a full-size bar of Ivory soap, and the guys would take it and put it in a pillowcase. And it would be like the equivalent of a ball and chain. Okay? And they would swing it. They'd grab this guy at night, cover him up so he couldn't see. No one would say anything. And then they would have this soap party where they would pummel him swinging this bar of soap in the pillowcase and just beat him to the point where he would realize that it's not good for men to prey on men. And that's what they called them, soap parties.
Why would you even create a law that would entice that if you weren't changing? I mean, you watch television. One of my favorite shows growing up was The Waltons. Now, my dad, he wouldn't let us watch it. He said, I don't want to watch that garbage. I grew up in the Depression. I don't want to see it again. Okay. But you remember Grandma and Grandpa Walton? They were the backstone of the family. Do you ever watch that show, Vin?
Very, very rarely. But, yes, I have seen it a few times.
So Grandma Walton and Grandpa Walton, if you look their names up on Wikipedia, it will explain to you that both Grandma and Grandpa have been homosexuals the whole life, gay partners, the one 45 or 50-some years. It's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing. You watch the shows. You know, I was in a kind of like a pawn shop the other day, and we were talking about TV actors. And I says, what is TV? TV's deception. You know, most of the actors that we grew up with, most all Disney actors, especially the children, somehow, like Jodie Foster and those kind of people, they all turned out to be gay. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's, you know, but was it a conditioned response or was it a natural response? You know, because you have to believe that when these children are around, like take that Macaulay Culkin kid, and he's sleeping over at Michael Jackson's house in Never Land. Wow, I wonder what that means. You know, and you have so many listeners, you think there would be a few people that have a little bit of testicle fortitude left in their world, and they would get on and speak. I don't do this because I'm bored. I do this because I'm trying to at least give somebody something else to think about and think outside of the box. But somebody's got to know what MK Ultra was and would like to talk about it. Somebody would like to know or be able to tell us how we'll call it the Beatles, the Stones, the movement, how that music changed our world. It changed the personality. I'm watching a movie the other day with David Carradine and Sally Field, and it's something about Honey, Please Come Home. And it's a young girl that went to California in the early 70s and lived in a commune and got passed around like party favorites and eating out of the garbage. And when she came home, when her father would confront her, no, Daddy, I'll do whatever. She don't want to be back out on the street. But they must have taken it a little too far with stuff like Woodstock. They had to bring it back a little bit. So we'll use the television. But television's easy, right? Just like I said, those are great series. Designated Survivor, The Blacklist, and God knows how many other ones. I mean, my favorite one, and I encourage everybody to watch it, is called Survivors. And it was a BBC miniseries from 75, 76, and early 77. And it was about a pandemic that took 99% of the population out. And it explained without people, you can't have a food chain. You gotta, you know, and you could only live so long off of manufactured products that eventually decay and turn to waste. Well, then they did a remake of that in 2008 and 2010. And I happened to find that, and I splurged, I bought it. What was interesting is from 75-ish to 2010-ish, how the parameters changed, how the key players changed, and one of the guys that were the brains of the last show in the new show, yeah, he's a brain, and interesting, he's much smarter than everybody else because he took the Land Rover, he went to the camping store and got all the camping equipment. And so then you're reading the bonus features at the end and you're listening to him. He says, yeah, I didn't understand why I needed a Land Rover. I didn't understand why I needed this camping equipment because he was just like everybody else. Simple. And then they had a specialist come and tutor him on why you needed this truck because it's four-wheel drive, why you needed to have water purifying because the water was dirty, why you needed to have a sleeping bag, oh, because there was no heat. But if you were to watch the show, you would think this guy was a genius. And in reality, if you were to watch his comments of why they had to tutor him, you would then realize he's a very simple person with very extreme lack of common sense. So I would encourage everybody, if they haven't been offended already, to at least, by me, at least when they're watching a television show, try to step back from it and look at other messages that are being pushed. Because obviously, there's more deception, and I mean, I've been watching these shows forever and never realized the different things. Like when a TV series called SWAT came out in the mid-70s, what did you think that was for? All of a sudden, now you don't see too many TV series where a SWAT team, they show a SWAT team come out and they go to the wrong house and they brutally destroy 80-year-old people or shoot someone's dog because the dog growled at them, because really that was the dog's job. And really the sadness was they were at the wrong house, and because they shot the guy's
dog.
And due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect ourselves. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Canada Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joe, you mentioned the actress Jodie Foster. When I lived in Virginia, there was a movie made in our little county, and they needed a rural setting with old buildings that were of the War of Northern Aggression vintage and older than that. And the movie is called Summersby. So Jodie Foster was an actress, and you know, she'd be at the local restaurants, and the locals got a chance to meet her, and there were some extras that were hired as locals were hired as extras in the movie. And Richard Gere was in it as well. And the locals would talk about Richard Gere being a really nice guy and Jodie Foster as being miserable. They really were disappointed at how Jodie Foster was in real life. Just a quick comment about that. And so I know a bunch of the people who were in that film. As a matter of fact, I was in court in the same courthouse that they used in that film where I was being... We're not going to be able to take a call at this point. But I have one other comment about pets. Joey, you and I were going to talk about pets, and we're finding that our pets are becoming very needy. They follow us from room to room in the house, literally. When we go to sleep at night, they come into the bedroom. The cats will climb on the bed, and we'll throw them off, and they'll climb on, and they can't seem to figure out that we don't want them on the bed. And they'll climb on top of us. And they are concerned about something. If we're outside, they follow us around the house. They follow us into the fields. The cats will follow us outside. And if we're working on automobiles in the automotive shop, they're all in the shop, all of them. Something's going on. Are you seeing anything like that?
My pets do the same thing. A few farm animals left will do the same thing. And one thing I noticed that the dog does, she stores food. I give her food, she puts food away. She hides it around the house. So it's very interesting. If I give her food outside, she hides it outside. If we're in the vehicle, she hides food in her blanket in the seat. And it's like, wow, even the genetic instinct, the only genetic instinct that's been stifled, Archie Bunker's favorite word, eat it, stifle yourself, so has been stifled, is our own basic GPS system of what we should be doing. And, you know, I said a lot of stuff today. I probably made a lot of people angry, and the intent wasn't to make anybody angry. The intent was to have somebody start thinking. When you watch a TV show, and it can be your favorite show, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but when you're watching, I tend to go look up the actors on IMDb, whatever it is, or Wikipedia, start reading about who your actors are. I mean, just because they look like a superhero in a movie doesn't necessarily mean the guy that played Iron Man, I can't think of his name, he was a heroin addict, and that's great. You know, Mickey Rourke, everybody's superhero, he created a heroin addict out of his wife. And, I mean, these people, they're no different than everybody else. Whatever purpose they chose in life, you know, they wanted the free ride, and they sold, pardon my French, they sold their soul to have that moment of glory. You know, it was like you talking last week about the fires and Pierce Brosnan and his wife going to a burn site of their home being destroyed, and she's in sandals because they don't even have enough brains to know, go get some shoes, go get whatever it is you need, but the bottom line is, do it now. If you wait, if you snooze, you lose. And, you know, our pets are telling us something. Our friends are telling us something. Even if they do nothing, they're telling us something. Because at least we know not to really count on them. Because they can't help themselves now when they have all the luxuries you could ever wanted in your life.
Are you hearing anything from people you know abroad about pets?
Two different people, one 900 miles away, one 200 miles away, the same thing. They're very needy. They want to be, they want the energy. And is it energy? Are they being affected by energy? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Really good point. Joey, I really appreciate you being with us today and sharing your views.
I hope it wasn't too to the point. But I don't know all the way to speak, and I try to get out to help people think.
It needs to be to the point. We're running out of time.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
And you too. It's Joey in Michigan, USA Prepares instructor. I know him. He's been to the farm. He's been to the expos. He's been to the meetups. Okay, we'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.